This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 151 of Within the Trenches. You know, there are some times where when I'm saying it, I'm like, but I'm mainly just trying not to bite my tongue when I'm saying it, because I've said it so many times that it comes out weird. For those who are listening, you know that, you know, the person who is always on, who does the intro-ruption, is...
That's why I did it.
Is Rob Big Mac McMullen. So instead of saying what I was going to say first, I'll say it afterward. My guests today are going to be Rob Big Mac McMullen. He's the director of Vigo County out of Indiana, and he is the incoming president for National NENA.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We also have a past guest. Actually, it was just this past October, was it not?
It was.
Yeah, over in Columbus. Yeah.
SVP.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got Brianna with, yes, Benton County Office of Emergency Communications out of Arkansas.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Do you ever go by Bri, or is it always Brianna?
I always go by Bri.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, huh?
Oh, well,
we're
shit.
All official.
I know.
Brianna is like, oh,
Brianna.
Why didn't you
Bri
tell us that?
I know.
Hey, by the way, I go by Bri.
Awesome.
Oh.
Thank you.
You know, I was wondering if that's how what you go by. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, man. And walking up here is our good friend, Jarrettini.
Jarrettini from the great state of
Indiana. Dearborn County in the house. In the house. You going to be playing drinking games?
No.
I'm just playing. Oh, man. So I was just saying just a little bit ago that there was something that happened. So my coworker and I, we got here Friday night, and we are staying at the Marriott. Well, actually, you know what? Before I get to the story here, I got to say all this other stuff. Sorry. So this episode, along with all the other episodes this week, recorded here at the 2017 National NENA Conference in San Antonio, Texas.
In the podcast zone.
In the podcast zone. Supported by NENA, as well as In Digital, a leader in next-gen core services. Okay, there we go.
Now we're done.
Yeah. Now that we have that out of the way. So we end up, getting here later in the evening, and we had to go to Best Buy to get all of the stuff for our booth. And we got all of that done, finally got back, and... What are you doing? You can hear it on the microphone.
I heard it.
Rob has got his mic stand.
It's your mic stand.
Well, yeah, but it is mine. That's right. Yeah, my mic stand, and was messing with his tip of his microphone. But anyway, so sorry, but I'm not going to cut that part out. So. It's late at night, and we're sitting up in the balcony of my room, and we're just looking out. The view is awesome.
Your room has a balcony?
Yes.
I'm a little jealous of that.
Yeah, dude, it is sweet. I'll have to show you the picture of it.
Me too.
It
looks a little jealous.
Yeah, it's sexy for sure. So we're sitting out there, and we're drinking bourbon, and we're just chilling. And he goes, you know, because there's a couple down there in the parking garage. They look like they've been arguing for a while. I said, what? And I look over. And so we're on the 22nd floor, and we see down to the right where this parking garage is. And sure enough, there's this couple there they're arguing. So we're just kind of watching, because we're like, we're going to call 911 if it escalates. So we're sitting there, we're watching, and I don't remember. We can't tell what they're saying, but we can tell they're arguing.
Angry.
Yeah, exactly. And the female half ends up getting into this pickup truck that they were in, and she slams the door. And I said, oh, well, I guess that's it. That's good. You know, it's not going to go any further. And then we hear, boom, the dude had kicked the door, and he's now screaming like loud.
In pain?
No. Like screaming and just belligerent. He was real trashed. You could tell. And he's throwing his fist up and everything. And he ends up pointing towards the, like, out in the open where there's nothing there. And he goes to the edge of the parking garage and puts his leg over and is saying stuff. And then he goes all the way down and he's hanging from the parking garage.
And you're just watching this, like, what do we do at this point?
Yeah. And he goes
Tarzan style.
He's just there. And I thought this guy is going to drop. There's no way he's going to be able to pull himself up. So I go to start dialing 911 and she opens the door and goes to get out and he lifts himself and gets back over and he runs to the truck. And I'm like, holy crap. I was like, I can't believe this is going on. So I call 911. And when I call 911, he had pulled her out of the truck.
Oh, dang.
And they were getting into it. And he's pushing her around and she's, you know, like hitting him to get him off. And, you know, they answer San Antonio 911. And I'm like, I can't believe, in the back of my head, before I say anything, I'm thinking, cannot believe our first night for the national conference. And I'm calling 911 for this crazy domestic that's going on. So I'm, of course, the first thing was the location. And I felt like one of those callers that would say, I'm not from the area. And right away, you're like,
I'm at the Marriott.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's only 17 of them.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, I'm at the Marriott right now. I said, I'm on the 22nd floor. I'm off of Market Street or Market Avenue. I said, I don't know the actual address. I said, I'm from Indiana, but I have cross streets. So I had that at least. And I said, I've got landmarks for you. And she goes, okay, give me the landmarks. So I'm telling her all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing good.
I'm 911 hero.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing all right. So I'm telling her everything that's going on, the vehicle description, what they're wearing, as much as I can see from right. Where I'm at. And she goes, where are they now? I said, they're like running around the truck right now. And
tag.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Just keep going.
Some Benny Hill music going on as they're running. Yeah. So he ends up jumping into the back of the truck.
Like the bed of the truck.
The bed of the truck, yes. And he goes into fetal position and he's not moving.
So I'm picturing this truck as like a 1978 Ford F-150 rust yes. bucket, like, and maroon in color. Yes. I don't know why, but that's the color.
I'm just picturing that's this old,
yeah,
beat up pickup.
Yeah. But it was a nice truck, actually. It was a Silverado.
So we're both off.
It was pretty nice
that's,
looking.
Stereo, that's a first.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're wrong. It's a first time for stereo us.
Yep.
So we just pulled it off that stereotype.
Nice. So he gets in there. It was I say funny. The situation wasn't funny.
Domestics,
but it was.
Domestics are never funny.
Right. No, they're not. But what was funny in the way, I say that, you ask, because I always say that. Domestics are not funny, but you're a jerk. Anyway.
Not telling you wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah. So it was kind of funny the way he got into the bed of the truck, because they were no longer physically pushing each other or anything. He looked like he said something to her and then he just climbed in the truck and then just went into fetal position. It was
and
done. It's like you
tease out.
Yeah. I thought, huh, that's weird. And she goes, so what is the male half doing now? I was like,
well,
he's in fetal position in the back of his truck. he's in the bed of the truck. He's just laying there. I was like, yeah, he's just laying there. The girl gets into the truck, turns it on, takes off.
What?
With him in the truck still. Yeah. Yeah, she took off. So as she's going down, and I don't even know how high the parking garage was, but, you know, you got to circle a while before you get all the way down. And I see two bikes. Well, my coworker and I, we see two bikes, and they've got flashers on.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed, that the bike patrol down is in this area. They're all over the place.
Yes.
Yesterday at the 5K, there was three or four of them that were blocking all the traffic for us, which was pretty cool. But man, that's all that I'm seeing downtown.
Yeah.
Bike
yeah,
officers.
And I wasn't sure if that's exactly what it was, were, you know, bicycle cops and stuff. And I thought, it's got to be because they've got lights flashing.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just people because, you know, people are riding their bike. They've got flashers as well. And they go in and just like a minute or so later, the truck comes out. I'm like, oh no, they didn't see him. And the truck comes out and it takes off. And as it takes off and it's going up to into the intersection, a cruiser pulls up. So I called 911 back and I said, I've got an update on the call that I had called in on. And so I'm giving them all the information. I said, the truck's now passing us. It's now going eastbound. And she goes, what happened to the male? I said, he's still in the bed. He's in the bed of the truck still. And they just took off. So they ended up looking for him. I saw them pass by, but who knows whatever happened. One more thing. When I first called 911, my coworker Kurt started yelling out at them saying, we see you. I can see you. And the guy turns around. He's like, I see you too. And, but it was as stupid as it sounds, it actually stopped the dude from doing anything else. Because after that, that was like right before he ended up
in the fetal position.
Yeah, in the fetal position. Yeah. Yeah. So him yelling out to him actually stopped the dude from doing anything.
Stop, police. I see you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. So I thought, man, this is our first night here.
For a conference.
4-9-1-1
and I'm calling 911.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'm hoping the two girls that answered the phone
are listeners of
yes. That would be awesome if I get if I get a message later on and they're like, that was you. They're probably gonna say you didn't give us the right information. Yeah, no, I'm just playing.
You tell us all this stuff to do, and you didn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't practice what you preach.
Exactly. Come on,
you stooge.
Maybe you should FOIA the call.
I should see how I sounded. Play my own call.
Yes.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it was funny.
So maybe there's somebody on the SAPD here that would be able, that is a listener to Within the Trenches and can help us. Help us.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything to do with this. Yeah. But get part of that call or get a hold of those dispatchers.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Too.
The next morning.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe no, not the next morning, the day yesterday. We ended up going to breakfast and there were four officers that were eating next to us on another table. And we ended up picking up the bill for them. They're like, oh, you guys don't have to do that. And we're like, well, you know, what we do is for 911. And, you know, just want to say thanks, man. And they're like, all right, cool. So we paid it up. Every time we've been at a conference and there's officers there, we've tried to pay every time.
You know what? You know, this Denny's must be a good Denny's then, because if the officers are eating there, that's always a good sign.
Mm. This place was called Shiloh's.
Oh, it was Shiloh. I thought you said Denny's.
No.
I didn't hear that.
You just want to eat Denny's, don't you?
We had Denny's.
Because to your left, there's a big Denny's sign there.
We ate at Denny's the other day, just outside to your hotel.
Yes.
We had a Super Bird. It was pretty good.
Nice. So I'm talking breakfast, and you hear moons over Miami.
I guess I just assumed it was Denny's because that's like the closest breakfast place there is.
Oh, no. Now we walked down because we had gone to another place called Blanco Cafe, which was amazing. It was really, really good. My mom was here a month or so ago, and she was telling me to make sure to go there. And I think she didn't believe that I was actually in Texas, so because I was telling her about it, because I like to joke with her a lot, and a lot of the times I am just messing with her, and which she hates and loves. But I took a selfie in front of the building, and she goes, "Oh, you are there! Try this, this, and this." So, all right, and I did. I tried it all, and dude, the breakfast tacos are enormous. They put tons of food in each one. And I had a breakfast plate as well. And so I thought the breakfast tacos were just going to be like little mini tacos. Things. Yeah. No, these things were ginormous. And they're homemade tortillas. And
did you get that?
I did.
Did you totally get that? He's just like talking under tortillas.
Okay, for you then, tortillas.
He totally went Spanish on us.
That's what they're called. They're called tortillas. You just got to roll the R, man.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Rob McMullen.
Yes.
So, when did you get here then?
Saturday.
Bree. I'm going to call her. But it feels weird calling her Bree.
Because we've always called her Brianna.
Yeah. That's what if I call you Bree?
You can do that. People have called me that too.
Breezy.
Heard that one.
Beautiful
too.
Beautiful cover girl.
What?
Beautiful cover girl. But it came out beautiful.
What? Because
you said breezy. Easy, breezy.
It's breezy, beautiful, beautiful.
See, you can't say it either.
Done.
You did say you needed water.
I do. I'm dropping the mic on that one. I'm tired.
So then you got here on Saturday. And but you drove. I saw that. I saw that you had posted on Facebook. You're like, and now to drive. Now, you drove straight from Arkansas, or did you come from...
she drove curvy.
You stupid. You're such an ass.
Well, I went down Friday night to South Arkansas to stay at our law enforcement academy, and then myself and the instructor or coordinator drove over from South Arkansas.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you had gone to, like, Fort Worth or something. And then came over.
We did.
So is...
Well, that because that's the route.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's like the, you can just go to the Arkansas Academy and stay for whatever you wanted or like...
Well, yes. Kind of. I teach with the Academy part-time.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
nice.
So we have a basic telecommunicator class that I teach part-time sometimes.
Oh.
Did we talk about that episode?
I don't think so. We did. I don't think we talked about that.
Whoa. Well, lay it on us.
Lay it on.
Well, the state put mandatory training standards out, and it's a 28-hour course right now. And so we have a couple of managers across the state that are part-time instructors for that class.
So what all do you teach then?
Just basic telecommunicator.
What does that entail?
It's very similar to... I cannot believe I'm going to say this.
Don't say it.
I'm
just
not going
say
to. It's a basic course. So it includes liability, history, right. Telephone communications, etiquette,
which would be
radio
also
communications.
Known as telephony.
Yes, it would. That's my section, yes. And then stress management, those kind of topics.
It's kind of the
sweet.
The reason I said that's because back at home, we've just completed our first level of our basic telecommunicators class.
Nice.
And then the person was like, yeah, Rob, will you come in and teach telephony? And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, so I started. I'm like, this is actually pronounced telephony. They're like, look how it's spelled. I'm like, it's, and shout out to Kelly. I'm calling it telephony. So
nice.
Yes, so you did, yes. So I was like, no, that's called telephony. So they're like, huh. Okay. Anyway, I just was making fun of her because
that could be like the secret word of the day.
Yeah,
I know. On
Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Yeah.
When you hear the secret word,
telephony.
Conky.
Oh boy.
Oh man, that was such a good show.
Yes, it is. This is just what I needed. This is just what I needed.
Good. I'm glad. So, what all is going to happen this week? Because you're the first VP.
VP, correct.
Of National Nina, and yep. You're going to be sworn in as the prez. The man. So,
El Conquistador.
Yeah. Well, and you've got the stash to go along with it. You've got the facial hair for it.
Call me El Conquistador for the next year.
So you're in this awesome freaking room that I got to see. That's like a very, very nice apartment. I mean, it's...
Is it like the suite from Columbus?
It's...
No, it's
way bigger than that.
Close.
It's close?
No. I mean, it's not really.
Okay, I was going to say, what are you saying that it's because that the room that I saw was bigger and better than the other one?
It would be similar, but not to that extent.
It's the same, but different, he's saying.
I got you now.
No, but it's pretty sweet.
The suite
is pretty sweet.
It's a sweet, sweet.
I think I need water too or something. What's going on here?
It's a sweet.
Yeah, so you get this... awesome room and everything, but
not
besides
just,
that,
not just me,
you end
members
up
of our board of directors. We all get that,
right?
That's because we, and not just us or national, but any type of conference, any NINA conference that you do, you always, for having those many rooms that you get so many, you know, nice rooms for for your basically your board of directors, your executive board. So that's just if I was in a regular room, it'd be fine too. But this is just they, you know, because of the way. The hotels hook up the chapters and the organization because of
right
because we're here for
how many rooms are booked. Yeah,
exactly. And, so that's just kind of the basic way.
Well, not just that. I mean, the appreciation for the all the stuff that you have to do because, I mean, you're also giving up time
right
from your family and everything right to do this and spread the word of not only the organization, but, you know, 911 and right, everything right, else right in the industry. Right, so that, so you, you've got all that awesomeness that's going on. But along with that, I mean, is it full of meetings? Is it full of, you know, bringing you into what you're going to be doing for the following year, no, you know, kind of no, prepping you
no,
or
not
how does,
at all. Actually,
what is it that,
it starts
that you go
out
through?
Is meetings. We got here late Thursday night and Friday, we kind of checked in downstairs to see if they need, if anybody from the staff needed us to do anything or help do anything. And they were good. So the family and I went kind of did some touristy things. We went to the Alamo and looked at all that stuff and saw that cool stuff. And then, we Saturday morning, we started with our board of directors meeting and was that in that from 9 until after 5.
Dang,
that
man.
Oh, that's a long
so,
day.
Yeah, then, it is.
And working lunch. So it was busy. Then we went from there to our, we had our board, kind of our board dinner just to get together cool and have dinner with everybody and just relax. Yesterday morning we had our 5K. We all participated in the 5K, the fourth annual 5K that we're off or that we're doing now.
I saw the picture.
Yep. And then from there,
did you do that?
No. I was busy getting the booth set up.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And then,
yeah.
And then after that,
I don't get to do all the cool stuff that you guys do.
Then after that, we went into other meetings. We had meetings with the Mexico chapter, the Mexico chapter NINA. They've got some really cool stuff that they're working on to do for their centers down there, which they have a Latin ENP program.
Wow.
Which
and they've had a lot of applicants already
yes,
for that one.
And now they have a certification. They're wanting to do a Q&A or a QA type certification program for their PSAPs.
Sure.
Super cool what they're wanting to get done. So we met with the Mexico contingent, and those guys they've got the entire Latin America, Mexico, Latin America area has switched from having different, I don't remember what it was, whatever their emergency number was too, they've switched it over to 911 now, and they did this all in like 6 months.
Every country did
Every
that.
Country did. They all went with 911, and as of July, or end of June, totally the whole country's 911 and everything. I mean, they're like,
I really pushed
where it.
It
takes the states like years to get that done. They
right.
did like 6 months. I mean, it was
holy crap.
Crazy. I mean, they did all this stuff.
Well, that's awesome, though.
They're really progressive on what they're trying to do. Then from there, we met with AT&T and talked about some FirstNet stuff. And
now, so those in the public who are listening, really quick, two things.
Yep.
Can you give just a brief description of what NINA is? Because there are a lot of listeners now that I'm just about to hit 400,000 listeners.
Wow.
So, and a lot of them are in the general public.
Right.
And so if you could give a brief description on NINA and then FirstNet as well, because this is something that's not just for us. I mean, the entire...
It's public safety.
Yeah.
So NINA is the National Emergency... How much time do we have?
No, we got time.
Okay, just check. NINA is the National Emergency Number Association.
Mm-hmm.
We are the association for 911 purposes. We offer training in standards, help write standards. We do all kinds of training for the telecommunicators and directors. We are the 911 association. We have about 12,000 members strong. Our website is nina.org. For any of the listeners that aren't aware of what it is, again, nina.org. You can go to it and learn all about it. There's tons of information about there, all of our standards. We do standards for Next Gen 911, education, training, just basically anything 911 related is what we are. And then FirstNet is a I'm trying to think of the words that it is a public safety broadband network.
A secured public safety.
Yes, a secured public safety broadband network.
Right.
Powered by AT&T. They will basically they do the LTE 4G communications. So right. when it's a secure communications, in the event there's a disaster where public safety needs priority messaging to get out to get our CAD information to the field or video or whatever, FirstNet will be able to prioritize that and take your communications from your PSAP or your police department or whatever it is and totally give that law enforcement or that public safety agency top priority to instead of like a commercial. Say that the biggest company in the world is on AT&T for all their communications and their LTE process and data. In the event of an emergency, they would be kicked off of that priority network because they're going to be allowed to be on the network, the mm-hmm. FirstNet network as well. But they would be allowed, that AT&T would give us the priority to kick those folks off or drop those down to a less priority network and where public safety could take care of that.
Nice.
It's kind of the, in a nutshell. I mean, FirstNet.
There's a lot.
There's a lot to FirstNet.
You did good, man.
But that's kind of it in a nutshell to where the average listener that has no clue about this would understand.
Right.
It's a big deal. FirstNet.gov, I believe, is the website.
Yeah, I think that's what it is,
too. You can go to it, look for it. There's a lot of information. It's pretty cool. It's in its infancy stages. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to do. I know the state plans are going to be pushed out here in the next few weeks, and then all the states have to opt in or opt out. And it's a 25-year program. If you don't opt into it, then you are committed. The state is basically committed to keeping their network that they go with mm-hmm. up to date for the next 25 years.
Gotcha.
It has to meet that same standard that AT&T is going to provide.
Yes. If the state opts into it, then they take care of, FirstNet will take care of everything and work on that for the next, it is 25 years. So think of the technology that is going to change in the next 25 years.
Look at what's changed in the last three years.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
You look at what's happened in the past 25 years.
Yeah.
Where you've got basically cell phone, wireless, everything blowing up.
VoIP, yeah.
Exactly. So you think of that now and how fast technology happens in basically the blink of an eye.
Right.
And now for the next 25 years.
I can't even imagine what it's going to be like.
No, I can't either. I cannot fathom what it is all going to entail.
I sat in a class with Bill Hinkle with FirstNet.
Who's a past NENA president.
Yes.
Now he is one of the public safety liaison people with FirstNet. Mm-hmm.
And I think you put it best. We will only be limited by how far our imaginations can go.
Yeah.
That's going to be the only thing that limits us with FirstNet.
Yeah. It's just going to be, I mean, it's going to, there's a lot of talk about how it's going to interact with 911 and next gen 911. It's really not a 911. It's not a 911 platform. Mm-hmm. It's basically for data. LMR, land mobile radio data type information.
For the field.
For the field, yeah.
It's what we'll push to
right.
them.
The 911 calls will still come in on our ESI nets and everything else that we have, but the data that we need to push from the dispatch center to the field will go over FirstNet for their network.
Yeah, and a lot of the public, they don't know how, you know, the technology has gone or blown up and what we've had to deal with in the dispatch center. What is that?
She got a rope.
What?
Yes.
It's a lasso.
Oh.
It's like Wonder Woman.
Well, I heard something in the background and that's what I thought you guys were looking at, because when we were in Denver, remember that alarm, that fire alarm kept going off? That's what I thought it was. That's why I was like, is there an alarm?
What are we hearing?
Are we doing this again?
So,
but yeah, so I mean, in the beginning, and I'm sure, you know, people see stuff on TV and you just call 911, it goes through, they can find you or whatever. Right. And it's not like that at all.
Same way with, you'll see it on TV, that the dispatch center communicating to the officers, or the officers keying up a radio. It's like, yes, we have. It's like, that's not, you know,
right. Not, yeah, realistic. Yeah. And I've sat with friends before, and you know, the TV will be on, or they'll talk about their alarm company or something like that, and I'll say, you know, it doesn't work that way, yeah. Right? And they're like, what? Huh? Like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. It's like, what do you mean it doesn't work that way?
It's
like,
on, well, TV. It has to work that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Or it's Facebook official. But you know, you hit the button, your whoever company gets the alarm. I said, and it might be like that commercial where they get the alarm right away and they make the call right away. But if we don't have anybody available, right, you better have some sort of protection.
Yeah, it's going to wait. It's yeah, going to pend.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be there.
While alarms are very important, mm-hmm, they're not a real high priority no call. I mean, if a domestic comes in over an alarm, these guys are going to go to the domestic,
exactly, as opposed to your, it's a higher priority alarm. Exactly. Yes. So it's stuff like that. And, you know, I've told people, you know, when cell phones first came out and it hit, you know, that they were able to call 911 as well. I said, do you think your location was there right away in the very, very beginning? It's not there right away now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, if you're lucky, yeah, places that are struggling.
If you're right, lucky, it is. But most of the time, that initial call is right, not going to yeah, have the exact location.
Yeah, exactly. There was a huge thing behind it where, how are you going to get the location? How are you going to do all this other stuff? And then VoIP hits. Like, oh, you know, I like this. You know, you get to spend however many dollars, like real cheap, and you get phone service.
$19.95 a year.
Yeah,
worldwide,
exactly,
calling.
Yes. And then there's no location or anything. Or if you don't tell the company.
Move, yeah.
Right. Yeah. When you move. I took a domestic call once where these people had moved, but they gave me or I read back the address and they said, yeah, that's the right address. I was like, all right, we're sending them out there. And as they're getting out there a little bit later on, they
Central,
say,
there's no one here that made that call.
Right. Luckily, they were still en route. And the person said, you know what? I don't think that was the right address. What address did you say? And I told them, and they said, we're on the other side of the county at this address. I'm like, well, this is the one that comes up on the screen. I verified it with you. And they
at
said,
at least it was still in your county.
Yes, yeah, that is good.
We've exactly taken from another state.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That has happened before. And, so, you know, they're telling me this, and we get back on the radio, and they're like, Central, how did we not get this before? And, like, it's a VoIP call. They didn't call the company. And they're like, well, we thought it changes automatically. Like, no, it doesn't happen like that. So you've got that, and then you have text to 911. And, you know, some people can use it, some people can't. And then
we can use it.
Yeah, so can we.
Yeah. State of Indiana. We're awesome. And Arkansas, of course. Yes. You're awesome, too. However, do all of your people know that, you know, the public, do they know that they're actually able to do that? Because in Indiana, there's still a lot of people that don't know.
Now,
some launches, but, I mean, if they're not seeing it now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, in our we just did a hiring process. I invited, we had 20-some people in our pre-interview, our group mm-hmm. interview. And I'm going through the some of the technology that we have, and like text to 911. These people are like, what? I said, yeah, we can text to 911 here. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, we can text and we can initiate text. They're like, what? I mean, these people just they have no clue. And you talk to folks and they just, I did a school presentation and one of the teachers was like, you mean we can text to 911? It's like, yeah. She's like, that's amazing. It's like, where have you been? I mean, I've only done like 16 news stories at home on this. I mean,
this is true. Yes.
I mean, it's on all the time, and we push this out. But people, in this day and age, people don't watch the news. I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
And it's like,
unless it's something that's come over Twitter or Facebook news or something like that.
That's exactly
that. Yeah,
right.
On
so
the news feed.
You've got to, you know, and that's one thing that I really need to do is work on these real quick hits to. Mm-hmm. You know, text to 901 is available, and then to where you get it to where. But it's people don't understand that. And then those first net, and then the future of this thing is just going to be like.
Right. The future of it. So there was, let's see, what was it? I think I said that I'm going on 4 years being out of dispatch. So the last year that I was in dispatch, this would have been 2013, I think. Yeah. So is when Google Glass was starting to come out. And there was a proof of concept video that came out. And a part of that was a 911 dispatcher with their Google Glass on, and someone else at a residence, and through the screen, they're watching someone who was hurt. It was like a medical call.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, huh, like, what if that's what it's going to be like? We're going to be seeing everything that's going on as it's going on, all in real time on a screen or something like that, you know, a Google Glass or something.
And you know, from being in the text industry and, and the sessions that we've done at different conferences,
right,
that's what people think that the texting to 911 is. I mean, I think we talk about this on every episode that we do, but that's not the way it is. They're like, oh, we're going to learn, we're going to be seeing all this stuff in video, and it's going to be so scary, and people, that's not the way it's always going to be.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's, there is, there's this whole thing with how it's coming in. You know, people think you can send in video and picture and stuff already. You can send it to each other, but right now that's not the way it works. Right now it's just straight up text, just text messaging. And even with that, I mean, the location for that is even worse. So if you have text 911 available, those who are listening, and you have to text 911, make sure you know where you are, whether it's, you know, of course, the city and state, but, you know, crossroads, landmarks, or if you know the address, start out with that right away.
Mile markers.
Yeah, mile markers, all of that stuff. Just start out with that, because it's very hard to find people on text to 911 right now, because it's that tech for location accuracy has not been pushed out there as far, but it's going to be crazy.
It is, but a lot of people are scared of it.
Right. And
it's that unknown.
Yes, exactly. And that's why Rob and I have been doing that class so much a lot of different conferences, because he's lived through it and still is living through it there in Vigo County and stuff. And I work with it and stuff, and we're funny. We can
to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To ourselves. We're funny.
Stop.
Yeah.
Breezy.
But we can, put it out in a way that is not scary. Yeah. And that's why we go through and we read the scripts, of these tech sessions, because it's not really a big deal.
No.
I mean,
and we put the myth that, oh, we're going to have text language and everything else. And that's, you know, everything that we have is straight from the Peace app, what they type in and out. And it's like, there, I don't think we've ever, any of those scripts have zero text lingo on them.
Right. Yeah. Unless there's no abbreviations or
unless
anything
maybe
else.
There's an LOL or something to that effect. But for the most part, it's normal, your normal text.
Right. Yeah. They're just talking normal and stuff. And that's another thing. If you have text 911 available and you're sending information in, not complete sentences, but make sure there are no abbreviations or anything like that, because you want the dispatcher to know exactly what you're saying.
Because your abbreviation for something may be not what the dispatcher on the other end has, because you've got to consider that everybody's not a 20-something that's texting. I mean, you've got, in a Peace app, probably the median age is, you know.
And don't text in emojis either.
Yes.
We did try that.
We did try.
We did try that, and it all went through. Yes.
It worked in the demo.
Yes.
We were like, wow.
Yeah, crazy. I was like, I got to take a picture of this.
He did.
I got to send it to my developers.
Exactly. Immediately took the picture and sent it to the developers.
Yep. They're like, oh, well, thanks.
Disable emoji.
Yeah. Said, I'll make sure to let Brianna know. Because at that time, I knew you as Brianna, but now I know you as Bri-Bri.
Yeah, exactly. It's breezy. Because we were in the room in Columbus, and we were
doing a demo.
Yeah, that is exactly how it was.
So,
and as it goes further, it's going to be like Terminators. There'll be chips in your brain. You'll be able to see and scan everything.
That was kind of a joke when we were at our state's FirstNet conference.
Really?
One of the guys with us was like, this is not FirstNet. This is Skynet. It was funny. And he was sending me texts. He's like, we have your information. Because I didn't know exactly who it was. Like, he's just got this number that comes like, we have your information, we will now be, it's doing all that stuff. I'm like, Skynet. And then he'll send me pictures of all the Skynet stuff.
You know what's funny is that I was making my kids laugh with my phone and doing like a Siri conversation, and I said, Siri, you're stupid. And she responds back with, thanks, I'll remember that when the robots take over the world, or something like that. And I was like, wait. And whoa. She's like, goodbye. And I was like, oh my God, no.
That's funny.
Like, I'm dead. Oh man. Well, going into the wrap up of this episode,
which means he's tired.
So,
right. I kind of got that feeling.
Whatever, man. I am running the booth. I've already gotten messages, so I got to head back to run the show.
Okay. We guess you can work.
Yeah. Whatever.
Thank you. Cause you know, I can't bite the hand that feeds me. And that's how it would sound. Yeah. So it's Monday. What else is planned for the incoming president?
Tonight we have ENP reception, mm-hmm. and then there's after that. Well, I think a lot of the vendors have other parties going on.
And what's an EMP?
Emergency Number Professional.
Okay.
This is the 20th anniversary of the ENP program. It's one of the one of the most highly coveted certifications that you can have in the 911 world. So there's that reception this evening, and then other stuff. Tomorrow we have another opening session. A former White House security analyst or information technology analyst or something.
Sure.
And she was on the TV show. I don't know what it was.
Peyton is her last name.
Yes. And then
Teresa Peyton.
Then the vendor hall.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes. Then the vendor hall opens again, and educational sessions. Tomorrow night is the Young Professionals Mixer.
That's right. Yeah, that we are proudly sponsoring.
Are you
that.
Really? Oh, cool.
Oh, yes. Awesome. We are the sponsors.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like I will be there.
We'll see you there.
That's right.
To that one, because we are all young professionals.
This is true.
Some people are younger than others. Agree. then Wednesday is a full day of educational sessions. And then sessions. And then Wednesday night is the big night.
It's the big night.
The rodeo. The
installation banquet this year is, we've kind of gone away from it's a more of a casual theme. It's at a rodeo spot about 20 minutes outside of San Antonio. They're bussing us out there.
Please tell me that there's a mechanical bull that you're going to get on.
I don't know that I'll get on it, but there is a mechanical bull.
You better get on that thing. I want to see you smash your face on the side.
There's line dancing and barbecue and a band and all kind of cool stuff. Then we'll do the installation banquet. I'll be sworn in as president. El Presidente, run the organization for the next year. God help us all.
The reign of McMullen begins.
The reign of Big Mac is here. It's kind of like the World Wrestling Heavyweight Championship is online.
Oh, man.
Are we ready for this?
I think we are.
I think so, yeah.
Because after today's presentation, I promise that we will make this the best. We will lead this organization to the best of my ability. And I will.
Good plug to Alex.
Yes, Alex Sheen from this morning. I will make sure I give my word. I will have that on a card. We will post for that later.
Oh, very nice.
Twitter.
One of his cards. So we'll post that out there.
Very, very nice.
Yes, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
Excellent.
In all seriousness, it's going to be a good time. We'll do the absolute best that I can. I've got a great staff or a great board.
I look forward to it, man.
I got a great board. We've got a bunch of great industry partners that are behind us to lead this organization.
So it'll be good.
It's all going to be fun.
And you're going to be in, what's your attire going to be? Your attire.
Oh, I am, it's casual. So, and this is a rodeo. So Big Mac is Wrangler jeans, big old belt buckle.
Whoa. Nice.
Whoa.
With an M on the big old belt buckle.
Gosh, what? My field's one.
Cowboy belt or cowboy belt. Yeah, that too. I had to go get my boots, and I got my hat, and I've got my little check shirt. Not little. It's kind of like a car cover. You've seen me.
A pearl snap button up?
No. Oh. Those are too damn expensive. I looked for those.
Are you going to be a rhinestone cowboy?
No. In fact, in large fellow sizes, those are like crazy expensive.
Large fellow.
They're expensive.
They are.
Any size.
But I looked at those, and the one that I had was like a black, and it had an embroidered like sugar skull on it. It was sweet, but it was $180.
Oof. I'm like, not so sweet.
Not so sweet. It's more than my boots cost. So
wow.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool, though. But
where are you buying your boots?
Well, I got a pair on sale at Cavender's. Hopefully they'll
plug.
Yeah. I couldn't find any at home that I like, so I had to come to Texas to get them.
Very nice.
So.
Well, awesome, man. Congratulations on everything and, you know, being sworn in, coming in on Wednesday. We're going to have a good time.
Yes.
I'm going to be yelling your name out. gonna be good. Yep. We're gonna have a good time.
Then after that, we'll have a little soiree,
a little after party,
a little soiree. in my suite.
So. Sweet, excellent. Well, thank you both. Thank you very much for being on the episode. And for those listening, if you have any comments or questions, you can email us. It's going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @911podcast. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode, along with all the others, are supported by Nina, as well as in Digital, a leader in next-gen core services. And this will be available 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and thejabberlog.com. Have a good one, everybody.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com.